Out of the original 36 no-shows, a handful provided valid excuses to the court before the Wednesday hearing. That left 31 summoned last week. Two still didn't appear, and 3rd District Judge Kent Holmberg issued warrants for them. The prospective jurors had received an extensive questionnaire related to the gang rape case and were required to mail that back. Under normal court procedure, a yellow card in the packet instructed the recipients to contact the court shortly before the trial date. But many of the residents at last week's hearing did not recall seeing such a card and assumed the court would contact them later. Christy Furlick told us that in her case, she did receive the card. The mistake, she said, was in a message she received from the court.
I did receive a yellow card, and I did call on the date that I was instructed to call on, which was Monday, December 11th. When I called that morning on the 11th of December, I received a recording telling me that there was no trial scheduled for that week and that I was released from my jury duty. The trial was set to start the next day, me having no idea that I was needed to be there because I was told not to be there. So there was only one other person that had a recording error. So there was 2 recording errors and 16 yellow card errors, or, failure to receive the yellow card.
She said she contacted the court clerks multiple times about the error, but she still had to show up Wednesday. Since her job as a meeting planner often requires her to be out of town, she said it cost her about $1,500 to come back for the court date. She said she can understand mistakes will happen at the court level.
The confusion seems to have stemmed from the fact that this was an 8th District trial moving to 3rd District. And unusually so, the 8th District judge was set to hear the trial in the 3rd District. And from everyone that I've talked to and the research that I've done, that's not common at all to have the judge follow the trial to a different district.
Froelich said she was relieved that she was excused by the judge, but she was bothered by the way that many of the media outlets covered the event.
Only Channel 4 was on the inside of the courtroom, but 2, 4, 5, and 13 were all outside the courtroom. I spoke with each of them because I was the only juror that stayed till the end. I wanted to see the outcome and get the totals. And interviewed with all of them. Channel 13 was the only one that portrayed the story accurately. 2, 4, and 5 portrayed us, quote, no-show jurors, truly as like scofflaws who evaded their jury duty. And one of the reporters with Channel 2 asked me when I came out, well, did you learn your lesson? And I'm like, what kind of question is that? Like, what do you mean learned my lesson? I was excused due to a court error.
Judge Holmberg sanctioned 10 of the jury candidates, ordering them to perform 8 hours of community service for a local nonprofit. One of those, Dave Nielsen, contended he didn't receive a yellow card because a court clerk likely failed to place it in the packet. He said most of those summoned assumed they had made a mistake because the judge said they had. In an email, he told us, quote, many of us felt bad and were confused because the judge put it back on us and then refused to acknowledge it. He said he wasn't there to shame us, but that is exactly what he did. Nielsen said Judge Holmberg was way out of line and blew up an innocent mistake into a much larger issue. Nielsen complained some of the candidates who didn't get a yellow card, like himself, were sentenced to community service by the judge, but others were not. Finally, we asked Froelich what she'd like to see happen as a result of the whole episode. She said the people last week are not trying to evade their responsibilities.
Almost everybody in that courtroom said we would be happy to serve. It's our civic duty. 3 or 4 or 5 people, I don't remember the exact amount, requested to be put back into the jury pool. That was not the issue. I mean, people, these are not jury evaders, and I put myself in that bucket as well. What would make me feel a lot better and put closure on this entire thing is for the court system to say, you know what, we had errors, and these things happen, but to not deny that it happened, to not lead the news to believe that we're still at blame, the jurors, I would feel a lot better if the court came out and said, yes, we made a mistake.
local resident Christy Froelich. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.